Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Okay, let's talk about some migraines, can we? You know, we told you about Biohaven, a great company called Biohaven Pharmaceuticals. And we talked to the CEO, Dr. Vlad Cuic, a couple of months ago, and what they had produced to prevent migraines. I mean, the first ever FDA approval for Nurtec, and we told you all about that. Well, today we're going to revisit that with Greg Hakey. He's the Director of Corporate Operations at Biohaven. He's a retired Navy SEAL, 22 years of service, multiple combat deployments spanning the globe. Yes, he is a badass, and he knows about what's going on. Greg, how are you?
Good, Randy. Thank you for that very, very generous introduction. really happy to be here to talk about migraine and veterans and what we at Biohaven are doing with Nurtec. So thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Well, you know, absolutely. And this information absolutely needs to get out there for veterans because veterans are very susceptible to migraines, right?
Yes, that is correct. We're, veterans have a higher than average propensity of getting migraine disease. Typically, we're finding that there's some correlation between a single deployment and an increased number of people being diagnosed. About 36% of veterans who served on a single year deployment to Iraq were diagnosed with migraine. And that's something that we're just kind of seeing, and we want to be able to give back as best we can to the veteran community.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't realize this, but according to the VA, veterans are more likely to experience migraines than non-veterans, but female veterans are 2.5 times more likely to be diagnosed with migraines. That's kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, it's pretty significant. Again, you know, I'm not a healthcare professional, and don't quite understand why that is the case, but it's something that we're trying to help with here at Biohaven, giving what we can back to the military. I mean, it's already stressful enough for people to exist in that sort of environment with right. multiple deployments, long durations away from family. It's the least we can do here at Biohaven, supporting not only just the active duty service members, but also help provide support for the families. And then once you transition out with the veterans as well. And so it's, we've got this program called the Military Salutes Tour, which I head up for Biohaven. And we go around to different bases across the country. We did 32 bases last year.
Wow.
We went there with our race team. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. We go with our race team and we bring the car and the team and just try and provide some morale opportunities for the service members, families, and veterans, and just try to give back in a meaningful fashion outside of, you know, providing Nurtec to TRICARE users.
So. Yeah, that is so cool. We're talking to Greg Hakey here on the National Defense, Director of Corporate Operations at Biohaven Pharmaceuticals, the maker of Nurtec ODT. And the great thing about Nurtec, and I don't, you know, I'm one of those people that really don't understand migraines because I haven't had one. But boy, the people that I've talked to, you know, just the onset of these horrible migraines, and Nurtec both treats it and prevents it. All in one, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. It is approved through the FDA for both acute, as we would call it, so an unexpected onset, and then for prevention, if you will. So they can take it prior to if there's some sort of signs or symptoms, what have you, which would vary. And again, not a healthcare professional, but and I don't experience migraine either, just to be clear.
But that's got to be life-changing. For the people that have migraines.
Yeah, absolutely, Randy. That's going around to these bases. One of the most common testimonials that is given to us is just that right there, verbatim, is it's life-changing. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, if you have to live with any kind of chronic condition like that and some kind of a treatment comes along that can not only treat it but prevent it, that's pretty incredible. So now you were in for 22 years, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
How long is a SEAL?
I did 19 and a half years as a SEAL.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So you really have been all over the globe.
Yeah, I did, 6 deployments. I did 3 to Iraq, 1 to Afghanistan, and, 2 to the, 2 to the Pacific. So, quite frankly, I wish I could have done could have done more. And, but that's that's pretty much the sentiment you'll find with anyone that existed in the special operations realm, whether it's Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines, like guys just want to get out there and get after it. So
yeah, absolutely.
I feel blessed.
Well, so. But I think that's also what makes you so good at your job now. You know, every SEAL that we've talked to on the program, they're just, that drive never ends. And that, you know, that next mission mentality. But I think that bodes well for anything you do after that, right?
I mean, I would like to think so. And I'm just so grateful to have been given this opportunity by Vlad, by Dr. Chorich, to come out and be able to give back to a community that means so much to me and has done so much for me. When this program came online a year and a half ago, he called me personally and said, "Hey, I've got something for you that I want you to handle." And it's so great to be a part of a company that doesn't just pay lip service to the, "Oh, thank you for your service.
Yeah, right.
For our veterans." There's a bunch of tangible things out there that Biohaven does within the Military Salutes Tour and our partners that is just so great. And it's really very rewarding to be able to give back to that community in a meaningful fashion.
So cool. I'm talking to Greg Hakey here, Director of Corporate Operations at Biohaven Pharmaceuticals. I know you live in San Diego. When I lived in San Diego, my wife and I would go to Coronado Beach and watch the SEALs train. And so as we're just luxuriously relaxing on the beach, these people are, I mean, they are going at it. And I mean, just the training to be a Navy SEAL is incredible. And I forget the statistic of how many make it, what percent, it's such a low percentage of people who make it and don't quit. So, I mean, congratulations on that part alone.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it depends on the class, but it averages out to be around 75% to 85% attrition rates.
Right. 75% to 80% that don't make it.
That don't make it.
Yeah.
My class started with 132 people and we graduated with 27 originals.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible. Well, tell me some more about this Military Salutes program. This is a great thing that Biohaven is doing. And as you mentioned, it's in conjunction with NASCAR, right?
Yes. It's in conjunction with NASCAR. So, as we previously stated, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs, veterans are more likely to experience migraine and headaches than non-veterans. And there's approximately around 430,000 veterans that have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury, which can result in migraine due to changes in the brain. So the patient population within the military, people having sustained traumatic brain injuries for various reasons is pretty high. I mean, I myself have had multiple TBIs, as they were referred to. Like I said previously, I do not have migraines, but this is just, like I said, an opportunity for us to really, really give back and provide Nurtec ODT, which is the full name of the medication. The ODT stands for orally dissolving tablet. And why is that significant? You might ask, is because often a side effect of migraine, which I don't have the statistics behind how often this happens, but a lot of migraine sufferers end up vomiting. The pain is so intense and the sensations of nausea and stuff are pretty powerful. And so Dr. Chorich and crew who developed this, this drug made it an orally dissolving tablet. So it can, be absorbed into the body in a relatively easy fashion, which, helps, migraine sufferers. But, The Salutes Tour, as I stated, last year we went to 32 bases. This year we're trying to hit 50. Always improving, And we've collaborated with like the National Headache Foundation, with Yellow Ribbon Fund, with Nine Line Apparel, and at different times of the tour, and just. Like I said, we go to bases all across the country. Some of the bases that we've hit this year, I'm just looking at my little spreadsheet here. We've hit Camp Pendleton, we've hit Point Loma, Naval Base San Diego, Davis-Monthan. Those are all West Coast bases. We've gone to MacDill, Fort Benning, Brooke Army Medical, Fort Sam Houston, Randolph Air Force Base, Lackland Air Force Base. Wow. I mean, these are all places that we've hit just this year. And I mean, the list goes on. And we've got, we're going to be at a couple air shows as well. We're going to hit the Oceania Air Show, the Miramar Air Show. And then a number of other individual bases throughout the year. And like I said, it's just to go out with us and our partners and to give back to the military as much as possible. And as a small gesture that we can give people pretty much unrestricted access to a professional NASCAR team. And for those fans out there, it's pretty cool to have that level of engagement and to be able to get into the car. If the equipment works, we do tire changes. And last year, I'll never forget it. We had this 84-year-old woman that, came up at the Miramar event, and she kind of started talking trash about the race car. Actually, it was pretty comical. She was like, "Do you think that thing can, how fast that car go?" I was like, "Pretty fast, ma'am." And she said, "I bet you my Porsche can go faster than it." And so she did a tire change and she got in the car and everything. So it was really great.
That's pretty cool.
but it's really popular with people. And like I said, it just gives people access to the driver, the team, and the equipment in just a way that you don't see in other sports. And you just don't see from other companies don't do it from a large scale perspective. We dedicate a lot of time to this. So
you know what you're missing on this though, Greg. We need to be a part of the Military Salutes Tour. We need to go with you and do the show live a few times.
Well, I'm happy to entertain that, Randy. By all means,
come on.
Let's collaborate on this.
Let's get going. I mean, our mission this year is to get out more and get to more bases and do more live events. So let's get that going.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess we'll have to have a call after this call to discuss what that looks like.
That's right. Well, Greg, listen, man, I can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing and Biohaven is doing to not only prevent and treat migraines, but also to really take care and give a damn about the veteran community and to be a part of their lives. So thank you so much for that.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, we're just so grateful and proud to work with organizations and that develop campaigns and resources to support the military community. And, I mean, it's just great that NASCAR, you know, the National Headache Foundation, Nine Line Apparel, and IndyCar, like they're all supporting this. And people love the military, and this is just one little way that we can demonstrate appreciation. I'm just grateful to be a part of it. And thank you so much for giving us time to kind of talk about NERTEC and
Biohaven. Yeah. So what's the best?
Really appreciate it.
Best way for people to find out more about NERTEC and Biohaven?
Oh, just for more information, one, I encourage you to talk to your healthcare professionals. And or go to nertec.com. Super easy. That's NURTEC.com. And that's where you can get more information. But again, talk to your healthcare professional as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.